Western and Southern Financial Group. Put our financial strength behind you. Visit westernsouthern.com.
Baseball present, baseball past. Gonna share some stories, have a few laughs. Best believe you will have a blast on the Jim Day Podcast.
All right, Cam Miller, as always, thanks for playing us into this bad boy. Welcome again to the Jim Day Podcast as we welcome back. Wow, I mean, this is multiple appearances now. This is a lot of appearances. Nick Senzel, how we doing?
It's good to be back. Long time no podcast for me.
Yeah, long time no face-to-face. I'm actually doing these face-to-face again. Thank goodness. If I had to do one more Zoom or phone call, I was going to die.
Not good. It's good to be back, man. Good to be back on the mic.
And a lot has changed since the last time you and I talked. I mean, not only baseball in the world, but in your world, certainly. Wow, where did that come from? That was Bobby Brady. Your world, or Peter Brady. A lot has changed for you.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot. When was the last time we talked?
Wow.
Was it St. Louis?
You know, here's the thing, and I've said this, and I think everyone else is in the same boat. These COVID years, you've lost track of, I can't say, it was like two, three, I don't know. They all bleed together. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe it was.
I have to look it up.
Maybe it was St. Louis, and then that COVID
2019.
Yeah, 2019. Maybe.
Did we talk in 2020 before it was shut down?
I wasn't talking to any media.
That's right.
Yeah, I wasn't talking to any media. Yeah, no, I was.
What was the deal with that?
I don't know. I was over all that, man. I just felt like I wanted, you know, I just didn't want any part of that. And, you know, as a professional, you know, baseball player, and, you know, you have a duty to do that. And, I think for me it was just more like I wanted to focus, and I didn't want to really that to be a distraction or to, like, get caught up in those things. So I always felt like I just didn't do it. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want, you know, I was just, you know, I just felt like it was a little bit of distracting to me at the present moment. But I got through that. We're back.
Now, you and I have talked about some very serious subjects on this podcast before. And the one, I think we were in St. Louis, where you just laid some heavy stuff on me about your life and, you know, the household you grew up in and the hurdles that you went through and even some depression and some personal battles. And how are we doing now?
Well, I know I'm doing way better than back then. I mean, a lot has changed. We had the COVID year. I got married to my beautiful wife, Emily Senzel, and we have known each other through the last 20 years. We were in the same second grade class.
Really?
Yeah, I went to, we're in one of the same classes as a freshman year in college at University of Tennessee.
Now, were you dating then, or were
no,
you?
No, just friends.
This is like Jonathan Nimbus' story.
No, I'm telling you. I ain't lying to you now. And a lot of people can back this. Yeah, didn't date, no nothing. And just friends, and always got along, and came back from COVID, and it was fate, man.
Wow.
Married. Lovers for life, man.
How about that?
I know.
Now, a lot, I mean, marriage can change you.
Yeah.
It can make you grow up.
Of course.
Having a child, that's
a serious business, man.
That's serious business.
Yeah.
So you are now daddy.
Yeah, daddy. Nick. His birthday was 2 days ago, 4 months.
As we record this.
Yep.
4 months old.
Yeah, 4 months old. Beautiful baby boy, Nicholas Peter Senzel II. Born November 29th. Changed me, man. Just gives you a different perspective. You know, it's emotional to even talk about, man, because it's just, you know, you're in the room, you're in the hospital room, you see the baby born, and it's just, you know, and that's what you and your wife created. It's pretty remarkable, man. And it's been so fun. It's been learning on the fly. I mean, it's just never ending, man. It's so much fun. You learn a lot about yourself. You know, different perspective of things. You know, you're a family. You get to work together. You know, you're a team, and you know, you do the best you can. You can. You love them. You know, I love them as much as I can. And my wife, she does such a great job, as you know, sacrifices for us. So, yeah, it's just exciting, man. Exciting times in the Senzel household. That's for sure.
Well, when you showed up to camp, and I even made the comment to someone, because I can just feel an aura about someone, you know, someone you've been around, and I'm like, he's in a different place now. I can see that you were in a just having a few conversations with you. And we didn't talk about any of this.
No.
I could just tell he's in a different spot. And I first thing I thought is, marriage, he's a dad now.
Yeah.
Which can, like, make you grow up, like, right now.
Yeah. No, it did. And you know, my wife, you know, I mean, and the way everything happened during COVID and us getting back together, she was going to school and in Dallas, and I was being sent home from spring training in 2020, going in 20 season, and yeah, man, it was just God's timing, and I knew she was the one, because she got me back in touch with God. Yeah,
really?
Yeah. And
were you someone that grew up with faith?
Yeah. I was someone that grew up with faith.
And then kind of got away with it?
Yeah.
Away from it, I should say?
Yeah, I think it was like I grew up with it. Mm-hmm. Grew up with a family of faith, and, you know, it was on and off, and, you know, I didn't really know a lot about it, and I kind of lost sight of it. Didn't really know, and yeah, when we reconnected, it was it was that feeling that you have, and you just spiritually, emotionally, physically, it's just everything. She was the one, and I knew that when I was going through tough times, and she was there. She was always there, and just being with me in Cincinnati, and just she just makes everything better.
Yeah,
you know, and just you know, we live the right values and morals, and that's something that I wanted to get to as a person, and I knew, like, she was gonna get me there, and we could get there together, and so I thank her for that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Listen, I have I try to make this podcast about the guest and not about me, because people really care about me. But I've gone through similar spiritual awakenings, and there is nothing that is more soothing to the soul,
yes,
than just letting it,
yeah,
all your anxieties, everything. If you believe, let God have that.
Yep.
And live the right way. And I still struggle on a 100%. Daily basis.
Yeah.
Everyone struggles. So
it's, you know, it's, she made so much things in my life better and line up. And then we had then she gets pregnant, and we're,
was that planned?
Not planned. Yeah. It was, here in Arizona. And, but it was such a blessing, in disguise. And, because it's something I don't ever know if anyone's ever ready for. It's just, you know, you plan it, don't plan it. It's, yeah. And you know, just having that baby boy, having our son, it just, you know, just things are aligning for me. And I think that's just due to the fact of being more spiritually involved and having my wife and having my baby. It's just everything is a collective whole, and they make me whole. So, yeah. That's all I ever wanted. And it's been fun, man. It's been I'm so excited for this year, because, like you said, I feel better, you know, individually, emotionally, everything, physically, because the last couple of years have been pretty tough. So, you know, it's been a lot of learning, a lot of growing, a lot of reflecting, and just, you know, just taking more stuff off the chin, and just it feels a little bit different this year, because last year I felt like I was playing, but I wasn't in it. It was weird. Like, I still wasn't, like, you have to be a baseball player, and you got to play to feel in the rhythm of the game, and mm-hmm. feel like I'm starting to feel that now. I'm starting to, you know, I'm out there. I'm, you know, it's just a different feel for me.
Yeah. Was there ever a time where you said you knew that where you wanted to get to, were you worried, I don't know if I can get there?
Of course. Yeah, of course. There's, you know, that's what happens when the game gets taken away from you. You hit adversities, you hit roadblocks, and you know, if I think the biggest thing is just learning yourself, because when those happen, you can kind of find ways to get through them. And it's every day, though. It's an everyday thing. It's not like I'm going to feel better for a couple. It's just like, it's life. It's baseball. It's just things that happen. I mean, you know, you're not the only one. I'm not the only one. But you as a person have to, you have to learn from different experiences. You have to go through things and, God throws things at you, that he wants you to face. And, you got to trust in him. And I just think that, I'm taking all that and just trying to run with it.
Well, I had no idea about the spiritual awakening that you've gone through. So, again, you're laying something on me new, which is always good.
The people at home want to hear it.
No, they do it because they want to, a lot of times
I'm always on here to talk.
You bare your soul on this bad boy, man.
I'm comfortable on here, man. I don't really have anything to hide. So, I'm comfortable on here. And for me, it's a way of, giving thanks to my wife or just like I like doing that. And I like connecting with people too. And having them hear my story and hopefully it touches other people. That's what I want to do. I don't like come out here. Yeah. We can come on here and talk about whatever, but I like to, I want to make an impact too on what people go through. Cause I know it goes on a lot more than people think. If they can hear something from me and maybe take a little bit, that's all I'm looking for.
Yeah, because I try for kindness now, because you never, it's hard to see what someone's going through, but trust me, everyone's going through something, and some of them hide it and some of them don't. So, I try to be kind because you never know what that person's going through. And there's been several instances, including the podcast we've done previously with you, where you bared your soul about some things that you went through that other people went through. I got a lot of messages that, hey, that helps me because I feel like I was on an island, that I'm not the only one.
Yeah, 100%.
And people look up to you guys. They think, it's almost you're robotic. You're living the major league life. You're living a dream that everything's hunky-dory for a major league baseball player.
Yeah.
But you guys are just as human as anyone else and go through the same types of things.
Yeah, I know. And sometimes we just don't get treated that way, and I think that is due to the heightened social media stuff. People can say what they want all the time, it's just,
and they do,
yeah. That's why I don't even go on there, man. It's just a lot of stuff that is is negative, and that's not what I'm trying to be around, man. And, we're the same as I'm the same as Jim Day. We just do different things, I play baseball, and
nerd.
no, but like we're experts at our own crafts, and you're an expert in yours, and people will still talk bad about you though. You know what I'm saying?
I get that too. Believe
you
me,
get
trust
that.
Me.
Yeah, and I'm and we're on a professional level playing professional baseball. And people, it doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Someone's going to have something to say.
Yeah.
We were at stretch day, and Joey was like, a third of the people like you, a third of the people don't like you, and a third don't really care.
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
He's a deep thinker, that Joey Votto.
Sometimes he drops stuff, and I'm like, oh, man, that was... You said that so nonchalantly, man, but that hits.
He does say things. It'll be a one-liner like that. It'll be like...
You're thinking on for a night. You're thinking on the whole night. You're like, what's he mean by that?
Yeah, and your locker's right by him in spring training, so you probably get a lot.
Oh, yeah, you kidding me?
Get a lot of that. But he's been around the block a few times. He's dealt with some, he's gone through a transition as well as a person over the years.
Of course,
He's,
I think we all do, man.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Now you've, I got a kick out of this. You now have a mother-in-law who's probably listening right now, you say, right?
Yeah, she may. Shout out to Melanie Davis. My mother-in-law. Yeah, she loves your podcast, man.
About that? What a small world.
Yeah, I know. So,
hello, mom-in-law. How we doing? Thanks for listening.
Yeah, she...
So she's happy you're on here then.
Oh, my gosh. She's thrilled. She's thrilled, man. She I think the other week she was like, I forgot what she said, and she was like, because she loves watching all the stuff, all the podcasts, all the video highlights and stuff, and she was like, I think she missed a game or something the other day, and she's like, "Oh, I just got done watching your game," and it'd been like a couple hours afterwards. She's big fan. But that's another thing too, is she's been so supportive, like through everything too, is like, it's just been another like shoulder to lean on, and just another person that like supports me and like supports me, and I mean, obviously her daughter and just our family, and it's just you know, it's a good feeling because she cares so much about people, and she likes, you know, she likes hearing the different stories and stuff. Yeah. So it's she has a kick listen to it.
What's her name again?
Melanie.
Yep. Is pouring his heart and soul out right now, Melanie. Yeah.
she can be hearing this. She's gonna be laughing.
She's gonna be hitting rewind, hit that 15 second back. Yeah, 15 seconds. They back. Said my name. They said my name. 15 second back. Yeah. No, that's beautiful, man. I mean, it's all beautiful. And I asked you this before, but it's been a few years. Was there a rock bottom point again that where?
No, not rock bottom.
That's good. That's
good. No, not rock bottom. I think that stuff was going down more in like the, I think in the 2019, 18, 19 ish type of stuff.
Right.
And I think that was more where I had to really, really look at myself in the mirror. But I think it's been a process to get, like, today it was a process from there. It's not like I'm saying it's never ending. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of stuff I went through, learning from it and trying to be a better person and you know, believe in God, and he'll guide me. And it's just been a lot of, you know, just a lot of just learning from that. And just, I think the biggest thing for me this year is what I'm trying to do is enjoy the moment better, and forget all the distractions and the noises around me and in the game or whatever it may be, and just enjoying the present moment better for me, letting things go and just enjoying.
Would you think
the
you're
moment.
Not as sensitive as you might have been?
I think so.
I'm just looking at it from far because I was around you every day. But
you got to be an open book here. Here
I'm an open. I'll tell you. I wish you would let things roll off easier before. You seemed a little sensitive, and you would let things bother you that probably
shouldn't.
Yeah.
Probably that didn't matter.
Yeah.
So, like, I felt that, though. And that's that can be exhausting, man. And that's not someone I want to be.
Yeah.
So I'm making I know that. So I'm trying to make an effort to get better at that.
Right.
And you know, and it's just daily battle, man.
Yeah.
But the more you work at it, the more you work at it. I'm telling myself the better I'm going to be at with that.
Yeah. So, I mean, everyone's a work in progress. I'm much 100%. Older than you, and I am still very much a work in progress. And if you want to do things, if you are a true believer that you want to do things in God's way, and you want to please your family, but there's also those guys in the clubhouse as well that you have to deal with every day. So are you, not that it's a goal, but hoping that teammates, not that they looked upon you poorly, but they will look at you in a different light over time? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I know there's some things you just don't worry about.
Not really, because I think the guys in there know how hard I work and how bad I want it.
Yeah,
in there and you know, I think they realize I've gone through things like anyone else, and you know, I really think they want what's best for me. Maybe they don't. Who knows?
They do.
But I feel like I have like guys in there that are really pulling for me, and that gives me a lot of confidence, man.
Well, there's a lot of guys pulling.
Yeah, there. And
they
and,
need you. Now,
yeah,
by the way.
And the
need you.
Yeah, and the I need them. I need them.
But you're the like the true wild card. Like you're part of the bonus plan. Like you know, we've got this nucleus together, and we think
I've been hidden down there.
Yeah, we think that we can be better than people think. I mean, people are like, they're gonna lose 100 games, you know, and all.
Bro, we ain't losing 100 games. I'm gonna set you on record that we ain't losing.
Okay, good. That's what I've told people too. People are like, they're gonna lose 100. I'm like, they're not gonna lose 100 games. Come on. I mean, it's not gonna happen. So. You know, you want to like sneak up on people, but you're like part of the wild card. Like, oh, and if he can stay on the field, this dude can play.
Yeah.
So you're kind of part of the bonus plan. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense a lot. I mean, it's just, I haven't been out there. I haven't been out there, and I haven't been myself out there, if that makes sense. I just haven't been me out there.
And what was?
Just feel like I was always still battling stuff, though.
Yeah.
It
seemed like you were, and again, I don't know. It seemed like you were always battling mental demons.
Every time, man.
All the time.
And I
just wanted to climb in there and say, stop it, it's okay.
I know. And trust me, like, I was always the opposite when I was, like, younger. But when I was younger and, like, in college and stuff, and I always felt like, man, I never used to think about anything. Like, I never, all this, you know, I just went out there and played. I'm the same now. It's just I'm aware of more things. It's just I'm growing up a little bit more. I'm maturing more.
That's what it is.
It's
man.
Not. It's not. It's not.
When I was 20 years old, I was a mature, immature idiot.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm still that way in many ways, but it takes a while.
I mean, it's just I had to do some growing up. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just I had to grow up.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm still going through. We never stopped that process. And If I think of it in the perspective of that, to me it's chipping away at it, and I think that's been allowing me to enjoy the moment a little bit better for me because I haven't been able to play. It's been like when I get out there I want it and like but I'm battling up. You know, it's a lot of things that I can't even control.
Yeah.
Instead of just going out and competing. And trusting in my talent out there.
You think you're in control of it now, mentally?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I can sit.
Because half the game, even more, if you're talented, you know, your talent's going to take you through. But more than half the battle's mental.
1,000%. Yeah. Yeah, of course. And I think everything that's happened has allowed me to go through times where it's been so mental and other times where we're getting better at this. All right, we're getting better at this.
Now, you said you sought out help before.
That was back in college.
So you were able to deal with this on your own this time.
Yeah.
Just kind of get there.
Yeah.
I do it with my wife.
Yeah. Yeah. We do a really good job of talking about that stuff and that helps me out.
If you keep it in, communicating.
You got to communicate.
I think I saw that in you too, that you would keep it in. I'm not sure if you had many outlets for it. And I know you want to lay heavy stuff on teammates like.
Yeah. That's just never the way to go about it. Communicating is always the best. Get it out there. Just get it out there and talk about it, talk through it. So that's helped me out a ton. We talk about everything and anything. So, I mean, being able to just talk about things, whether it's, not baseball or baseball or something like that.
Yeah.
How we feeling about this or how am I feeling about this? Just open and honest, has helped me just kind of hone in on that stuff.
Yeah. How about has your family been supportive outside of your?
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. They
all good on that front.
Yeah, all good, all good. Sister's doing good. Dad's doing good. Shout out to my dad. He had hip surgery a little four to 6 weeks ago. He's doing good, doing better. Sister got a new job. She's doing good. Mom's doing good. Our relationship's good. So yeah, everything's good with the family.
That's good, man. Because you had laid on me. Last time we talked about the
your
tattoos that you have on your arm about your mom's sobriety.
Yeah, yeah, she's doing good, doing great.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
So an inch into that question because you never know what the answer is going to be.
No, she's doing great. Yeah, that's she's doing great. So I'm proud of her. I'm proud of her. That's never easy, man.
Oh,
that's really hard.
Yeah,
it's really hard to do, and same with my dad. He's more 30 years, but it's a battle every day.
You know, you guys have gone through a lot of stuff. Some families go through more things than others.
Yeah. So
and it makes you stronger though when you go.
Yeah,
through
heck yeah, it does. Heck yeah, it does. It's some type of you get to learn yourself a little bit. There's just something about like getting through something really hard, you know?
Yeah.
Like getting through adversity.
Yeah.
I'm sure you faced it, getting through it.
Oh, I faced it, believe me.
You know what I'm saying?
Continue to face it. Some of it's self-inflicted.
But that, yeah. So
most of it.
Most of it.
Yeah.
But I'm proud of them.
Nick Senzel,
bearing his soul once again here on this podcast. And we will get back to it after this.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk.
Life can throw a lot at us, but through all the ups and downs, your financial future will be ever gentle on your mind with Western and Southern. From life insurance to investments, our one-on-one guidance is customized for your needs today and in the future. Western and Southern, life insurance, retirement, and investments. Visit westernsouthern.com/restassured to get started today.
Ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Jim Day here. I've teamed up with Swift to talk about my favorite seasons, baseball and grilling, America's pastimes, where people come together to talk, to laugh, to revel in the joyous chaos of family and the shared love of these beautiful words.
Play ball!
And let's eat! This baseball season, ask for Swift Meats at your local grocer.
Good food, good moments, one great meal. Come together with Swift.
Jim Day Podcast.
I know it's got to be tough to, you can't, injuries, man, they just, you got to feel like you're snake bit at some point. And I know that, you know, you're a competitor and you play really hard, which I love, you know, and we talked about you running out, you know, easy ground ball, you're going to sprint into first. I mean, I just love that. You're 100% all the time, which I love. But you can't control injuries, unfortunately. And there's that stigma that if you get injured a lot, like, oh, can't count on him.
Right.
When's he going to get hurt again? You know, we live in a pessimistic society. Yeah. That has to be tough to, because you have to hear it. I mean,
it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what those people say to me.
Right.
Because they're not here. They're not working. They're not doing any of the stuff I'm doing.
Right.
I mean, you know, we put our body through... It's a 162, man, plus a spring training, plus an off season.
Yeah.
It's pretty much every damn day.
Well, listen, me just standing for 3 hours is tough, let alone playing 162 games.
There's going to be some nicks and bruises, and there's going to be some injuries in there, you know?
No doubt.
I mean, they just came in bunches, man. It's just... You know, you feel like you shake something, then it comes back, and you know, you shake something, it comes back, and then you got the mental aspect of it. It's like, am I ever gonna be good? I'm not playing, and then you know, it's just a lot of stuff.
Right,
it's a lot of stuff, and like we talk about, it's stuff you battle. It's you know, it's mental, physical. My knee gonna be good? My shoulder gonna be good?
Yeah.
And then when it's good, it's like, is that hurt? Is it hurt? No. And you got to continue to get through things, though.
Yeah. Where are you physically? We good right now?
We are golden, baby. We're good to go. I got the dad strength, bro.
The dad strength. Just avoid the dad bod.
Yeah, no, we're not going
Hopefully
for that.
We're years away from the dad bod.
We're not going for that, bro. No dad bod for me. Well, my wife would look at me and be like, what we got going?
I got to tell you, I see you a lot on the treadmill, man. And, You're on a mission to keep the weight down as well and keep it good shape, right? I mean, every time I walk by there, there he is on the treadmill.
Yeah, I think, you know, I've found through the years just things that work for me, things that help my body, things that, you know, if a day is going a little bit fast, stuff I can do, you know, to get my body ready and just having trust in those and then just going.
Right.
That's, you know, and then just going.
Yeah. See, I worry about you, man. Like, you got hit by a pitch in a game on your knee, I think.
Fucking back knee. What is that guy doing?
Yeah. But my first thought was, oh, geez. Right on the knee. He's out. I mean, that was my first thought, and it shouldn't be that way. But I was worried. But you came back. You're like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Whereas I don't know, in the past, you might have, like, come out of the game.
Yeah.
You might have come out of the game then.
Of course. Of course, because it's that mental. It's
yeah.
No. Or yeah, maybe it's.
Well, I guess I was reading it right because it seemed.
Bro, f all that, man. I mean, if I'm feeling good, I just have trust in your body that it's going to hold up. And like, if it doesn't, then we got to reassess.
Yeah, but you immediately shook it off because I talked to you and then you came back to the deck. I said, "Where'd it get you on the knee? I'm fine.
Yeah,
I'm fine." And you went right back out there, and I'm like, "All right, he is different.
Yeah,
he's different.
Yeah, yeah, it's." That stuff just, I know something that I have learned, that stuff just holds you back.
Yeah.
It's like that, like holding back on your jersey. It's because you're not trusting yourself. You're not trusting your body.
Yeah.
You know, I'm good. I'm fine. I'm not hurt.
Yeah.
I'm going to get hit. You know, it's going to hurt.
Oh, you're going to have nicks and bruises throughout the year. You're going to have to play through, man.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's just like those type of things I felt always holding me back, you know, like even just like feeling a little too sensitive or feeling like those. It's exhausting. You feel held back from those things.
I was exhausted worrying about you.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, I
can't imagine being you. I was exhausted. You know, but like
those hold people back. And like, it's just sometimes it's small things. And it's just like, bro, if we're just a little bit more positive, we try to enjoy the moment a little bit more.
Yeah.
Or try to be in it and focus in it.
Right.
I think better things will happen. Yeah. I know when you don't do that, it's going to be harder.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
From experience.
Yeah.
From experience.
Well, that's good. See, then you can have
I've learned the hard way, man, and then we get back on track.
Yeah. I mean, that would mean your better days can be ahead of you.
Yeah.
So, and you're like, still multi-talented. I mean, dude, if you
I
ever...
I feel like I could do some things out there.
There's no question. You wouldn't have been as high of draft pick as you are. And, like, you're... I mean, they moved you all around the field. Now, you know, in center field, you look extremely natural. I mean, you just look natural wherever they put you, especially center field. You look – so you feeling good out there?
Feel good. Feel good. I feel like I've played about as good at center field as I could have played in spring.
Yeah.
I feel good out there, man.
Yeah.
Feel fast. I feel like I'm making the right reads. I'm just playing free, man. I'm not worried about making mistakes. I'm just playing free.
Yeah.
And I think
just don't crash into too many walls. Or
we're trust me, that's definitely not a thing this year.
You don't have to dive it after every ball. Just stay healthy, man.
Yeah, we're gonna be smart.
Yes, and that's a learning. You know, that's
it's from learning though.
It's from learning.
We're gonna be smart, man.
Yeah, it's 162. And yeah. That one out, whereas you're not gonna like lollygag on something. I'm not saying
they don't
that.
Need me for. They don't need me for 10. They need me for 162.
Yeah, exactly.
I need one. Yeah. I need that for my sanity.
Yeah, but you're still gonna sprint down to first base, though, right?
Yeah. Okay, dude, it's hard to
because you
that
promised
out.
Me when you were barely a pup, and you I said, "Man, you run hard. You have 10 years. If I ask you, are you gonna run out every?" You said yes, so. I don't want to see that go away.
No.
People love that.
Yeah,
guys that bust it down the line, they love
it. Yeah, they love that, man.
They do.
I know. It's hard to shut it off, man.
Well, don't ever shut that part off.
I don't think it's going to be shut off.
No, don't run the bases hard.
Yeah.
Run the bases hard.
Yeah.
They had tinkered with your hitting approach, your stance and stuff. You're back to the calm, quick.
I'm back to me.
C-ball,
I'm
hit
back,
ball, right?
I'm back to me, baby. I'm back to me. I mean, I think this offseason was so important for me because I just wanted to get my knee healthy. So I worked extremely hard through the month of like January to get to where I need to be to have like a great foundation to, you know, lifting and all that stuff, doing all that fun stuff. And then I just wanted to hit. And I just wanted to hit as much as I could every day. And, like, I just wanted to get back to what I know or who I was as a hitter. And it just worked, man. I just worked. I worked and worked and worked. And I worked with a guy near my home. I'm not going to say his name just for...
That's fine.
I'll tell you off air, but I won't say it on air. Just for protective purposes and stuff like that, but and we just worked, man. We just got a routine, got me where I need to be. Mm-hmm. Got me where I needed to be, so when I got out of there, I could go and I can continue to work here and tinker with some things. Not anything big, but my biggest thing is I just need to play. I need to hit all off season, do baseball stuff, and play in games.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's a machine. I don't care if it's a front flip. I don't care if it's a shorthanded BP. I don't care if it's me facing Mike Minor at UT batting cages. I need to see stuff. I need to see stuff thrown at me.
Yeah,
that's it. The more games I've been in, the more comfortable I've been in. Just the better it is. Every game going to go the way I want? No, but as long as I'm building on it, getting better, feeling better, you know, just, it's not gonna go perfect, but if I can enjoy, if I can enjoy that process of that, to me, it's gonna make me the player I want to be. Instead of worrying about the 3-for-3s or the 2-for-3s or hitting homer, that stuff's gone.
No, you gotta let
you gotta let that go.
Game before go. Man.
Yeah, you gotta let that
go, bro. Too many games.
Let it go, man.
Yeah.
And just, I'm just gonna focus on me and on what I need to do, and that's what I did. And you know, if, coming back here, getting into some games, getting more at bats and stuff, the better I'm feeling. So I'm just gonna ride it, keep working, and just stay focused. That's really all I can control.
Do you think you could be a player that could hit for high average?
I think I'm a player that can do a lot of different things.
Yeah,
I think so.
If you are healthy, and you have now grown into your body, and you are now a, you're a veteran of years at least, not necessarily games played.
Yeah.
But what can Nick Senzel at his best bring?
I mean, versatility defensively, great base running, a lot of barrels, doubles, homers, average.
Come on with it.
I mean, if I'm...
That sounds like five tools to me.
Well, I just feel like if I'm playing out there and I'm playing every day and I'm feeling and I'm in the game feeling it,
yeah,
I can do those things. I know I can. I still got to go out and do it, for sure.
Right.
But believing in the process of getting there and what it's going to take is what I'm more concerned about. Right. Though at the end of the year, if I play 140, 50 games, 60 games, I should be happy with what I've done.
Yeah.
And my goal even coming into this year was just play 140, 150. That's important to me, man. That's so important to me this year. It just is, man. I just feel like I want to do that. And if I focus on that, everything else will take care of itself.
That's it. When people ask me about you, I just say he just needs to be on the field. If he's on the field.
That's what the Redskins want me to do. They just want me to play.
Everything will take care of itself if he's on the field.
And I feel like I'm having just more fun out there. I just like I told you, I just feel like I'm in it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The last couple of years, I feel like I haven't been in it, man.
Get in it. Stay in it.
Well, I wasn't in it because I technically wasn't in it.
Right.
But, yeah, I'm having more fun, man. I'm ready to compete. I'm just ready to compete my ass off every night.
Yeah. Who are you hanging with on the team now? Who's the hang? I know it's different now. You're married, you know? Like, I got to get home.
Yeah, I'm not doing much of hanging.
I got to call the wife. I got to FaceTime with the kid.
Yeah, it's mostly been, you know, actually it's been fun because, you know, Farmer and his wife Courtney have a son. A couple people have a couple young kids.
Marriages and kids have went on in the office.
So a ton. And so like that's good for Emily and that's good for, you know, for us. So we've been hanging out with John and his girlfriend Daniela, and then Kyle and Cord, and then Stevenson.
Yeah.
And his girl. So it's been fun, man.
You watch that Kyle Farmer now. No, he's a great, Kyle's a great guy.
He may be the best guy ever in baseball.
Seriously. People like,
if you don't like him, man, something's wrong with you.
It's people like, man, you talk about Kyle Farmer a lot. Well, he's a great dude for what I do.
Gravitational.
For what I do, he's hilarious, and he's like gold for what I do.
He said, "Hell, I can make a conversation with that that wall right there, and make friends with
him." He'll be a broadcaster one day. You can mark it down. You can book it. He'll be a broadcaster in some fashion one day.
He'll be good.
Yeah,
they'll be talking about him rather than the team.
Yeah. Oh, he'll bring a little humor, but he was you know, guy that plays shortstop. He's been a catcher. He's got a lot of knowledge. He's hilarious. He's funny.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, just man.
He's a good guy to gravitate towards.
Yeah.
The natural leader by just example of just.
Oh yeah.
Just the aura he gives off is just.
But we have so many good dudes on the team too, and I train with Mike Miner. I know his wife and family, so I train with him in the off season. So that was pretty cool. And we got a lot of good dudes on the team. Good vibe in there.
It is a good vibe.
Good vibe with everything that's happened.
Yeah.
Which is good to see. So.
All right, keep it right there. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So you do the lockers by number. So you're 15, he's 19. So you're real close to him.
Yeah, I'm right there.
Yeah.
I'm right there. Joey's got like an intimidation about him. So I think, you know, it's tough. And like, he's been so good. So like, it's tough to, you know, it's tough to approach him. Or like, you're
Believe
just like,
me,
you know what I'm saying?
Welcome to my world, yeah.
You know, you're sitting there like, Do I say something? Don't say something.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just me and him. Like, what's going on?
Yeah. You know? And he's one of those guys, he's so locked in that you don't, like, you think, okay, he's not in a very good mood.
Yeah. You're thinking, you know, about, I mean? Thinking. It's like, bro, just say something.
Just say something.
Yeah, just say
he's
something.
Locked in,
he's a nice guy.
He is, yes.
I mean, so, he's not going to say F you.
Like, yeah, it's like you build yourself like, oh, I don't know, he's locked in. I know.
You get like, too, excuse, you yeah. overthink about just asking yeah. him questions. Like, yeah, bro, like, talk to him.
Like, Mr. Votto, can we do an interview? Yeah, sure, let's
yeah,
do
yeah,
it, you know.
I know. Yeah, I feel like that's, yeah. I feel like that it would be like being around like Albert Pujols or something right now. Like if I was in the locker room with
yeah.
Albert, if he was just me and him, I'd be like, okay, he's putting on his shoes. I don't really want to bother him. Yeah. You know, okay, I'm just going to go to the cage. Yeah. All right, see ya. You know, like one of those. Like you're like, all right, I won't even,
yeah.
I'll catch up with you later.
Yeah, no doubt. So he does have that intimidating factor, yeah. But he's genuinely nice to all people. Like,
I mean, he's nice to everyone. Clubhouse.
Yeah.
Clubhouse guy, you know, he's, anyone.
He's very respectful, and even to fans, unless they say stupid stuff to him. There's some clips of him online that are just beautiful. Going back and forth with fans. But, you know, like the other day, there's a couple of kids, the little kids, they don't know during a game. There's no autographs during the game. And, you know, like, Mr. Votto, yeah. Can you sign this, please? And he's like, no, not during the game, but thank you for asking. Like, looked the
yeah,
kid in the
really
eye and said, thank you for asking. You know, some players aren't like that, you know.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Right.
During the game, you know, go to your parents.
Or don't even say anything.
Don't say anything.
Yeah, or don't
acknowledge me. But he said, you know, I can't, bud, during the game.
Yeah.
But thank you for asking. So that kid is not scarred by asking Votto and getting turned down, you know?
I think he's probably done. He's probably gotten a lot better at that throughout his career, too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, realizing that a lot of people look up to him and stuff like that, I'm sure he's, you know, that feels good for him. So I'm sure it's not me speaking for him, but I probably, like, he's probably had to get better at that.
Yeah, and he's been, you know, people have confused.
Because they're supporting. I mean, they're supporting him. And like,
oh, no doubt. Yeah, no question at all. But I appreciate you hanging out again, bearing your soul as always. I am so glad that you are in a better place.
Yeah.
Because I have genuinely worried about you. If you want me to be honest, I have genuinely worried about you.
I think a lot of people probably have, and
they have.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. They have.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They didn't know what to expect.
Coming in?
Just at any time in the years past. Not necessarily now.
Yeah,
I mean. You're that, like I talked about, the wild card that, you know.
I think I did a good job coming in here. I talked to the people who I needed to talk to and kind of.
I said I was going to wrap this up, but in what way? Did you cognizantly.
Cognitively.
Thank you. He speaks for a living. He uses words for a living, and he couldn't spit that out. Do you have a plan to come in to?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Because you knew maybe the reputation that precedes you a little bit? What did you do? What was the plan? Who'd you talk to?
I talked to David and Nick.
Yeah, Carl?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty important to do that. And I mean, there's no secret. I mean, there's no secret that I thought probably my time here was coming to an end. Just what happened last year, it was just not going well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
I wondered the same thing if your time was coming to an end.
I mean, I want.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I wondered
if it's just. I'm sure a lot of people. I'm sure that could have been, but I wanted to play. They wanted me to play. Obviously, I'm not playing the best I want to play.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hurt. I've gotten hurt a couple times. I haven't really shown them what I, you know, a lot of stuff just like, but I coming back here, that's in the past. But coming back here, I felt like it was like I wanted to come in and talk with David and just talk to Nick and just, you know, and just get on the same page. Let's just get on the same page and just talk about things and just where, you know, I'm not going to get into the details of the conversation, but it's just a conversation, two conversations that need to happen. And they did. And I think they knew I came in with a professional attitude and wanted to, like, that was a priority of mine, because that's changed to me. Old me would have been like, F them. Like, don't, whatever. Yeah. That's not how I'm going to do things, though.
That's good, man.
I felt like I wanted to address things with them, and they respect. Yeah, it was a respectful, nice conversation from both sides. They want the best for me. They want the best for Nick Senzel. I want the best for Nick Senzel. I want to give the best to the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah.
I got to play.
Yeah.
That's it. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know exactly what you're saying. That's why I said you just got to be on the field and everything will take care of itself. You just got to somehow stay on the field.
I think it was necessary. I think there was a sense of rebuilt of trust there.
Well, you
just
have
communication.
To.
I just,
well, you have to.
And I wasn't around the team, so I couldn't talk to him. I couldn't talk to him during the lockout.
Yeah,
right. So I had to come back, and I needed to iron some things out. And there was not like any yelling or anything. It was just like nice, normal conversation about like, dude, we want you here, man. I want to be here, man. I felt like I can give a lot, and like I want to be here. I've told you that.
Oh yeah,
I want to be here.
Yeah.
So I, you know, it was necessary, but like, I think doing that, it was just good for me to clear the air. Nice reset.
Yeah.
You know,
we all need a reboot, man.
Oh man, it was good for me, and don't even have to worry about any of that stuff. Let's go play.
Well, let's put it all behind us right now.
Let's do it.
Let's just move on.
Let's move on,
but
man.
I do appreciate you.
Yeah,
people love I mean, you know, there's so much fake stuff going on in the world that people are fake, and people just love someone being real. And you for whatever
find,
reason,
you ain't gonna find any fakeness for me, bro.
Yeah,
I ain't got time for that.
I know, but for whatever reason, man, you've been as real as it gets on this podcast. And for what I do, I mean, I appreciate it, obviously, for the content, but I appreciate it, and I'm happy that you're in a better place.
Yeah, I
appreciate really
it.
Am.
Yeah, thank you.
Because I'm rooting for you, and there's a lot of people that are rooting for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate being on here. We'll do it again, though, during the year. After a good year where we shock everyone, we'll do this again and be like, remember that conversation we had spring training?
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping that we don't have to talk about the serious things all the time with you.
Yeah, let's just...
We can come on and have some fun.
Yeah, let's hang out. Next podcast will be a fun one.
Let's do a fun one.
Let's do a fun one.
I will promise you that. Can we give the knuck fist on that one? All right, there we go.
You got it.
That is the rebooted Nick Senzel.
We call it the revival.
Is that what we're calling it? We're
calling it the revival.
The revival. Ladies and gentlemen, the revival of Nick Senzel, and you heard it here on the Jim Day podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you, bro.
Thank you.
All right. We appreciate you out there. Please spread the word, subscribe, rate, and review. And Cam Miller, play us on out of this bad boy, and we'll see you the next time on the Jim Day podcast.
Baseball prison, baseball past. Gonna share some stories. Have a few laughs. You best believe you.